The first rockets were Chinese. In the 1230s, the armies of the Song dynasty, who were fighting Mongol invaders, started launching fire arrows propelled by gunpowder some 300 meters into enemy lines. When the Song's artillerymen realized that these arrows continued to fly straight even after their fiery exhaust had burned away their feathers, they removed the fletching and the rocket was born. Almost 800 years later, Xu Cheng, the head of a company called One Space, is trying to build on that historical tradition, though not for military purposes. The charred and twisted remnants of OSX, the firm's first launch, are strewn across the floor of its laboratory in Daxing, a suburb of Beijing. The launch took place in May from an undisclosed location in the northwest. OSX, 9 meters tall, climbed to an altitude of 40 kilometers and travelled 287 kilometers downrange. It remained airborne for 5 minutes before crashing into desert sands. This liftoff was a first, not only for OneSpace but also for China, for it was the first in that country of any rocket built by a private space company rather than a government agency. It was also the world's first flight of a rocket intended to pave the way for a commercial, solid-fueled orbital launcher. Solid fuel is easier and cheaper to handle than the liquid variety, which requires tanks and pumps, and its higher density means that rockets which use it can be made smaller than their liquid-fueled brethren of equivalent lifting capability. Fine-tuning the flight of a solid-fueled rocket is harder, though, because the supply of fuel to the motor cannot easily be regulated. For that reason, American space companies have followed the liquid-fueled path trodden by government space agencies around the world. The relative disadvantages of solid fuel do, however, diminish as rockets get smaller. And since OneSpace is not planning to hoist into orbit the multi-ton loads carried by, say, the Falcon Heavy lifter of SpaceX, America's leading private space company, the firm hopes that the simplicity of solid fuel will offset its disadvantages.